Today's daf is Baba Basra, daf Chav Dalet 24. Chav Dalet, as we keep plowing through Lo Yachbar, a couple more blot until we get to the third parak. So says the Gemara, Tashma. Tashma says the Gemara on Chav Gimel Amid Beis. Nimsa, five lines from the bottom. So we're talking about the Shita of Rabbi Chanina. That's what today's Amid Aleph is about. Rabbi Chanina, who holds when you have a Rov versus a Karov, you have the majority, when you have a difference in Halacha, whether you would go by the majority or you would go by the what is closest, we talked about yesterday, again, a very large topic. Why does Rov win? They're both Daraisa, as Rashi quoted the Makoros yesterday, for each one, Achmar Rav Mahatos versus Egla Rufa. So Gemara says, how exactly does that work? And we spoke about the Lumdis. Is it Birur? Is it Hachra? Is it two types of Birur? So that is yesterday's discussion. So now we continue trying to prove or ask on that sheet of Rabbi Chanina that you go by the Rov over Karov. So Tashma Nimsa Beishde Shovachos, if you find the bird between two chicken coops, Karov Lazeh Shalom. A Karov Lazeh Shalom, whatever closest to either one, that it belongs to that one. V'yafal Gav D'chai Minayo Nafesh B'chavrei, even though one of them is larger than the other one, you would go by the closer one. So doesn't that prove that Karov beats Rov? That would be against Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina says Rov beats Karov. So the Gemara answers no. They must be, they're both equal. It's interesting. So we're just noting yesterday's issue. So they threw Rabbi Yirmi out of the base medrash because he asked the Kasha, I have one foot on this side, one foot on that side. You know, what about here? It's exactly the same numbers of chickens in the chicken coop. 4,206. I mean, you might say, okay, there's three in each one. Okay, that's not a... But if you say it's larger... That's also something unusual. So why dafka is the chicken the chickens on with feet on two different sides? Why is that such a? Obviously, there's a lot more symbolism of that question. Like Tosa said, maybe it's the midas of the chachamim. Again, that is interesting. Just got to do more work on the end of yesterday. Why they threw him out of the base managers for that? So Mar said, it was equal. But there's no kasha on Rabbi Chanina. So forget these two. But what do you mean? It's maybe go after over the world. Rove of the world is that this bird does not belong to this guy who's closest. Hacham mayaskinan b'shvil shel krumim. We're talking about a case of a shvil of krumim, meaning all around these chicken coops there are vineyards. There are vineyards. And we're still talking about a case, like Rashi alluded to yesterday and the Gemara did, of midada, where the animal walks and can't really fly. Dim isa de me alma asmis. If it really came from somewhere in the rest of the world, kiven de mididi lo matzi asi. Since it's mididi, since it's walking, it wouldn't be able to come farther. Why? Because the rule is, not the rule, the mitzius is, to call de mididi vahadr chazi lilikine, if it could walk and then turn around and still see its nest, mididi, then it'll keep going. Vilo lo mididi. That's what birds do. You know, they're not, as long as they can still turn around and see its nest, then they'll go. If not, not. Right? That's they're very connected to their home. Are you my mother? Type of, you know, they looked around and, you know, they didn't see the nest anymore. But that's the baby was looking for the nest or for the mother. But that's the lo mididi. It works there, but you don't have to worry that it's be'alma because there are no nests in view as it turns around. It's surrounded by krumim, so therefore it must be from this one here. Omar Abaya, af anana mitanina. Abaya says, I also have a Mishnah that supports Rabbi Chanina. Af anana mitanina. Dam shenim suba pruzdar. If you have blood that is found in the pruzdar. So we're back to Hilchas Nida. Mishnah Mesechas Nida. If you have blood that's found in the pruzdar, in the vaginal canal of a woman. Sveiko tame. You don't know where it came from. You don't know if it came from the makar, the uterus, which would make it damnida, and you don't know if it came from somewhere else, from a non-uterine source, and therefore it would not be damnida. Rashi quotes the anatomy that the Mishnah and the Gemara discusses in Maseches Nida. Rashi quotes there in the Dibur Maaseh Sveiko Tame. Rashi quotes that there is some area called the aliyah. An aliyah, which is above this prizdar, and it has an opening into the prizdar. And Rashi explains, based on Chazal, that the uterine blood is more common than it comes, but the aliyah is closer. It is closer and has this opening going into the prizdar. So you see from there, but what do you assume? You assume it came from the prizdar. Absolutely. You see, you assume dam from the in the prusdar in the canal came from the makor, came from the uterus. Even though v'avagav deikalei de mikra, even though the aliyah, this area called the aliyah, is closer. Is closer. Sefer doesn't that prove like Rabbi Chanina that you go by the rove? Rove dam comes from the makor and doesn't come from the aliyah. That's the kasha. So the big sugya that we've touched on before, but kind of mentioned it again here. That is, if you try to figure this out based on today's anatomy, the poskim are unclear exactly what this means. Or they some say Chazal seem to be incorrect. There is no aliyah that is had go straight down into the. Into the prusdar. If you don't want the fallopian tubes don't have a way. They don't connect. They don't connect to the front, right? They don't connect to anywhere else except down into the uterus. So exactly what is meant by the aliyah? It doesn't mean the bladder that also is somewhere closer. But again, the post can try to figure out exactly what the Gemara means. And also, you want to say, okay, the Gemara also what the Rambam means. The Rambam also says this. What Chazal say? The Rambam was the doctor. Right, so if you look in the Nishmat Avraham, I say that because it's not the even though it's an art, it was translated by art scroll into to English. So you generally the art scroll is all Ashkenazis, but they were moda for Dr. Abraham because he's a Sephardi. He himself is a Sephardi, so that's why it's Nishmat Avraham even in the English version. But again, the English one is they put all the six volumes of the Nishmat Avraham together, Choshev Mishpat Yerodeah Evan Ezer. So they put, that's why the English one is organized in a way that is a little easier in that they put them all together. So he quotes there, many have written, discussing, commenting, and explaining this Rambam, but nevertheless there remains problems in matching his description to our present-day knowledge of anatomy. It would appear that he includes both the cervix and the prisoner in what he calls the corridor. In a Gid, Rav Shlomo Zalman writes that in the Rambam's time, the doctors included the prisoner and the cervix under the same name. Then he says the lul may mean something else. So it was a big shaila. Maybe he quotes Rabbi Hananel, who says maybe it means the bladder. Anyway, sof maisa, we don't exactly know, what was meant. Did my father write in one of his books? Maybe they, you know, how many human anatomies did they, right? The dissections did they have? Maybe they got some of their information based on animals, so maybe in animals, certain animals, they assumed something was connected to the humans. That might have also been a possibility. Either way, we don't exactly know. Rather say we don't know what they mean, or they were going by, at least by certain Rishonim might have gone by the science of the times. What did Chazal mean? Unclear, but we don't have to worry about that right now. Either way, the halacha that's learned from that mitzias, whether it's a mitzias that applies today, which does not seem to, or not. Right, to say the principle of nishtanu hativim here is a little more difficult. Nishtanu hativim usually means the nature of people have changed, or the nature of certain items. People bought people. The Gemara talks about a type of fish that they used to love, and Tosas knows that because in Moed Katan that fish is poisonous. So what do you mean the fish that you always eat is poisonous fish? So Tosas nishtanu hativim. Nishtanu hativim. So that means the fish became less poisonous, or people's bodies became immune to it, so things might have developed. But here we're talking about the physical nature of it's very hard to say nishtanu hativim here. So you got to give some other explanation. Okay, either way, the halacha of that Abayis tried to prove is the same idea, though. Doesn't that show that rov beats karov? So amar lei rava. Rovu matzu kamrit. No. This isn't a raya to Rabbi Chanina. You're bringing me a case of rov and matzui, the majority and matzui, the most common and the probable. No, rovu matzui lekamand amar. Everybody agrees to rov and matzui. Rov, plain rov, plain majority versus karov. That's the issue of Rabbi Chanina. But when you have matzui along the side with rov, so then for sure there's no machlokas there. When it's rov again, majority and matzui, most probable. Nobody argues there. There's a big discussion in the Achronim exactly what does Rove and Matsui together do? How do they work together? What kind of team is that? So in the Shmuel Berzovsky, he has three possibilities. What does Rove and Matsui do? Does it mean it's like a double Rove? We're going to see later on in the daf. Sometimes, you know, Chazal require not just one Rove, but two Roves to win a case. Not just one Rove. So it's like two Roves. Number one. Number two, maybe rove and matzui just makes it stronger, a stronger type of rove. A rove that is matzui is stronger than a rove she'eno matzui. number two. And finally, number three, maybe Matsui just makes it into a Ruba de Lesa Kaman. We know there are two types of roves. There's a rove in front of us, rove de Isa Kaman. There are 10 butcher stores. There's 9 kosher and 1 non-kosher. So that's a rove de Isa Kaman. Right? There are 10 Jews, 9 Jews, and 1 non-Jew. It's a rove that in front of you. But then, most women give birth in the 9th month. Most people do this. Right? That's a rove, that's a statistical rove. That's a rove de Lesa Kaman. And different discussions, but it seems like a rove de Lesa Kaman is somewhat stronger. Because it's not just based on what's in front of you, but it's based on the statistics, which is more factual.
Teva Ha'olam.
Right, Teva Ha'olam, not Olam. Right, not Olam, but Teva Ha'olam.
It's there for a reason, you know.
And it's tested and it's experienced. So maybe that's what he says Matsui does. Matsui probably makes it into a Ruba de Lesa Kaman, and that's why it's even stronger. There's three possibilities how Matsui and Rove team up. So, says Rava, so of course, nobody's going to argue that. It's not a right, Rabbi Chanina. The Tani, Rabbi Chia, because Rabbi Chia says, Dam, to try to prove that Rove and Matsui is for sure something different. But it says, Dam, and it's a Pruzdar, blood that is found in the Pruzdar, and, let's say, she's Tameh, Chayav and Alav Abiyas Mikdash, Visarf and Alav Adat Truma. So we assume for sure that she is a Nida, that she is Chayav Abiyas Mikdash. If he goes into the base of Mikdash when she's Tameh, she's Chayav a carbon. You wouldn't say that she's Chayav a carbon unless you're Vadai sure. Unless you're Vadai sure that she is Tameh. So you see from here that it's 100%. It's not just a ruling, but it's for sure, and therefore you must be because it's Rove and Matsui. That's what the Gemara assumes. Sorry? So the Shaila is, the Shaila, we're going to talk about that in Tosfos in a second. The Sarfat Alav is a Truma, and also you burn Truma based on it. Burn Truma, that if this, for this Tumas, therefore that shows that it must be Rov and Matsui. Asks Tosfos, in the Tani Rebbe Chia, Igar Sinan Tani Asi Shapir. I understand that this is a separate statement, because I don't know how this actually proves the previous point. Aval Igar Sinan Ditani. This is trying to prove that it's Rove and Matsui. Tema. Hechi Maisi Mehacha de Rovu Matsui. Dilma La Mishum. Dilma La Mishum de Rovu Matsui. Kama Rabbi Chia de Sarvalo de Truma. Al Mishum de Rovu Karvach La Ha Rove. Not exactly Moshe's question. Well, maybe this is just saying that Rove is such a strong Birur that it's like a Vadai. And therefore, you bring a Karban and you burn Truma even without the Matsui. That was a Zaraya. So, Tosa's first day is that it's not. Right, it's just that we suppose it must be Rove and Matsui, and then we just quote separately Rabbi Chia. But then Tosfos says, "Venirali dafilo garcina detani." Even if it says detani, lo mi divrei Rava hu ela Gemara hu demaisila deshapir hu muchach. So the Gemara goes into it. Maybe it's not he's bringing it, but the Gemara tries to bring it. Tosfos tries to figure it out. The Shev Shmaitza though tries to answer Tosfos's kasha. The first, the Shmaitza Dala, the first piece of Shmaitza Dala, the Shmaitza was written by the Xos, written by the. Ravayale Bakoin Heller or Kahana, so let's say he had two last names. Ravayale Bakoin Heller. I mentioned that story in the past, not for now, on a Slichas day. But at the first in Shmaitza Zalid, Bo Yuvuar Dine Rovakarov. One of the whole Shmaitzes that he said at one of his Sheva Brachas, right, is all about this. So he quotes our Gemara and he quotes our Tosfos and he says, let me prove it to you. He says, We pass in like Shmuel. Passing like Shmuel, what does Shmuel say? Shmuel says in the Nechaz Nida that a woman is not Tame Mida or Raisa Mishim Nida unless she has a Hargasha. I should targish Bivsara. She has to feel it. She has to feel the dam. What's a Hargasha? So we'll talk about that in a second again. Well, she has a Hargasha. But 1 second. If she has a Hargasha, that means she's standing still for a second and realizes that she felt something. If she's standing still, then she's what we call Kavua. She's what we call Kavua. And what's the rule? Kol Kavua kemetzal metzadami. Kavua is half and half. So there's no rove here. So what do you mean she's going to bring a carbon? This is mechza al mechza, so it's for sure not going to be a biru. You're not going to follow the rove. It'll be called kavu. If she has a hargasha, we're talking about daraisas here. We're talking about bringing karbanos. So it's got to be that she had a hargasha. If she had a hargasha, then it must be kiva the tumah daraisa ef shavala hargasha. The kiva sheir gisha b'yisi as dami b'sarashis. She had a hargasha. Elosh no dala shelo no dala b'amar amakaro min haliyah havali no lav rasafi b'makam makvius. The kol kavu a kemechza al mechza dami ela al karach ay. Why must the karban be brought? It must be because of matsui also. That's why it must be a case of, it must be an issue of Matsui also, and not just Rove, because the Rove is kind of knocked out, says the Shev Shmaitza. That's what he talks about, and he goes further into it, but that's his first definition. As we know, this is a huge sugya in the poskim about Hargasha, because it seems like, well, first, What are the three types of hargashas? First, Pesachei Chuv and Hilchos Nida. That's the talks about the three types of hargashas and Kufchei Gimel, the two that are agreed upon and the one that there's a machlokas aparonim about. The two that are agreed upon, Vida, Pesachei Chuvah, the Shlosha mini hargashas Yesh, three types of hargashas. Le'inyin, Shetehei Tmei Amida Oraisa. Aleph, the Rambam, Shenizdaza Gufa. She has some type of, her body shakes, some type of chill, some type of tremor. That's body shake, and that's the Rambam. Beis, Sheniftach Mekora. She feels the uterus opening. Niftach Mekora. Number two. But Shlishes, that's the Machlokas, another Bihud, and the Chazam Sofer. What's the third one? Nifte Shubas Achronim, Kishamar Geshe, Shedover Lach, Zav, Imena Bivifnim. She feels an inner flow, not a flow outside the body. She feels an inner flow inside her body. She feels the blood moving inside her body. That's a machlokas. That's the Chasam Sofer. And the Chasam Sofer Cholak Alav. The Chasam Sofer says no such thing. The Nodeh Behuda there says there is. Those are the three types of hargashas that a woman needs to be a Nida Da'araisa. So the big shaila is, as we know, that is, nobody has hargashas Bizman Hazeh. No women have hargashas. What? There's no Nida Da'araisa today. Nobody has, even the Zivas Dever Lach, again, that's only an inner flow. It's not an outer flow. So, most poskim say that must be an answer, but there's got to be a Hargasha Nida Daraisa today. Nobody really goes out. The Aruch HaShulchan says, which this is not really accepted, the Aruch HaShulchan says, no, there's a Hargasha, she just doesn't realize it. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. She said, no, don't trust them. Don't trust them. But that's what the show of the Aruch HaShulchan says. The end of Kuf Pei Gimel. The Hevel Yiftze Pi Hanashim Ha'ela V'lo Yadi Mai Ka'amri V'Rabu Seinu Ne'amanim Aleinu Yoser Mehen V'Gam Eina Meshakros B'Devrayim. It's not that they're lying. El She'ina Mevinos. They don't realize what they're looking for. V'da, they're called Dover Motaro She'Beguf She'agav Tzarech L'Tchosam HaTivi HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Tev HaGuf She'Yagi Hazman T'chifasam L'Chutz. When he says it's time, he opens up the holes, he lets them out. He says, just like men, if you ask them certain questions about Meiraglayim, they wouldn't get it right because they're not so in touch with their bodies. So too, the women, you know, we're not in touch with our bodies as much as they were in the times of Chazal. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. So it's a possibility, but to say that they have it, they just don't realize, I guess you have to go a little deeper. Go a little deeper that, you know, there's something there that we're just not in touch of.
But those days, there were Tum and Tara around, you had to know the exact...
Right, they were focused. They were more focused on it, but there's not as much nafkamina.
What's the exact second?
Right. So maybe because of that halachic leniency, bisman hazeh, so maybe that's why they're not in touch. But either way, but even if a woman's focusing, you know, and she's every second she's focusing, okay, when's it coming? She's still not going to feel it. Right? So that's the Aruch HaShulchan now. There is, though, a chiddush of the Rav Elyashiv. It's quoted in the sefer that I have here, Chok Uzman, by Rav Bleich. Quotes from Rav Elyashiv that maybe the whole sugya of Hargasha is only if a woman sees in an unexpected time. But if a woman sees Keseder when or about when she's supposed to see, that she has a normal cycle, so then maybe that itself is Nidah Daraisa, even B'li Hargasha. That's the Chiddush of Rav Elyashiv. He says, the Dam Hargasha Ha'inu Kishiroa B'li Kol Ri'iyas Dam Kehergala. Dam Hargasha is defined as seeing Dam the normal way. V'riyoseha Haragilos Nikros Ri'iyos B'Hargasha. Ella, but if you know for sure that there was no Hargasha, then that ruins it. But if you saw in the normal time, which means in the regular kind of cycle, then that's the Daraisa. That's the Chiddush of Rav Elyashiv that's quoted here. And then there will be no problem with Manazet. A woman has a regular cycle, whatever, a couple of days, doesn't have to be Aves Kavua. Even if Aves Sheina Kavua, it will still be considered Nida Daraisa. Okay, says the Gemara. So whether this was a raya, this was not a raya, that a woman for dam nimsav apruzdar, you bring a karbon, you have the tosfos and you have the shev shmaisa. Amar Rava, shma min amid Reb Chiya tlas. You know from Reb Chiya three things. Reb Chiya who says that you bring a karbon based on this dam. Shma mina rova karbon it's a rov. You know you follow the rov. Even though you just proved that maybe it's rov and matzik, but you follow the rov. Vishma mina ruba daraisa. And you know that the Kadam of Rov is Daraisa, because based on Rov, you know you're bringing a carbon or you're burning Truma. Vishmamina Isla de Reb Zera. And it must be that we follow Reb Zera. Reb Zera, who says, let's just say the explanation first and then we'll see his case. Reb Zera says that you're allowed to go by one Rov, you don't need a double Rov. You don't need a double Rov. There's a case in Ksubis that this is referring to, Dama Reb Zera, Avabisha, Delasos, Medina, Neulos. Even though the doors of the city are closed, and therefore the only Rov you're going to have is a Rov of a city, in terms of determining If a piece of meat that is found is kosher or treif, so you only have a rov of the city, you don't have a rov of the people coming into the city because the doors are closed, that's enough for abzera. That one rov is enough. So too, the ha'isha, the chidas medina, ne'ulos dami, because a woman is like, the doors of the city are closed, meaning one rov that above min ha'makor. Yefilo ha'chi gazlin basaruba, so that's enough. So that's why those are the three things that you learn from Rabbi Chiya, says Rava. Says about 1 minute. Didn't Rava just say that he argued with Abaya up above and said, this says in an example of Rav, is Rav and Matsui. So where is Hadabe Rava Meahi? Rava was Chozerbo. Rava was Chozerbo. It's not Rav and Matsui. Maybe he liked Tosas Kasha. Right? He didn't hold that Shita forever. Period. Itzmar. Let's say I'm going down the river and I see a barrel of wine floating in the river and I don't know where it came from. Amarav, I don't know if it's Stam Yenam, Yain Nesach, so Amarav. Nimtzis, Kneged Yeshur B'Yisrael, I found that that's next to a city that's mostly Jewish mutter. Kneged Yeshur B'Nachrim Asira. Ushmuel Amar, Shmuel says, no, Afilo Nimtzis, Kneged Yeshur B'Yisrael Asira. Even if you find it next to a city that is mostly Jewish, Asira, no, maybe it came from downstream, upstream. Maybe it came downstream and therefore you cannot trust that it came from a Jewish source. Amar, let us say, this continuation of Shmuel, Amar may Haidikra Kasi, maybe it came from the place of Haidikra, which is a non-Jewish settlement upstream, and therefore you have to assume that it is a problem. Says the Gemara, Lema b'di Rabbi Chanina kamiflagi. Let's say they're goofa arguing about Rabbi Chanina, right? Very early machlokas, Rabbi Shmuel. Demar islay de Rabbi Chanina. He won, holding Rabbi Chanina, that Rov wins, that's Shmuel. Umayla said to Rabbi Chanina that you go by Karov, and that's Rav. You go by where it's next found next to. So lo, to Kuli Amazil Rabbi Chanina, really everybody else like Rabbi Chanina, then in general, you would go by the Rov, and here the barrel would be Asur. The Hacha Behaka Miflagi, but this is the Machlokas. The Mar Savar, Im Isa the Mahad Dikra Asi. Rav holds that if it would have come from the non-Jewish upstream source, Akule Ufishure Hu Matbala. There is so much stuff in the river. There's branches, there's seaweed, there's rocks. It would have popped, it would have broken by the time it got downstream. The fact that it's here must have come from here. There's too much stuff going on in the river that to assume that it came from all the way up. Umar Savar, Kharifa Dinara Nakadvasi, no, maybe it fell right mamish in the middle. It fell in the current and it zoomed down without getting caught on anything. So, but that's the machlokas, that is specific machlokas about this case, but not a general one about Rov and Karov. Ahu chatzva de chamra de ishtakech bepardisa de arla. There was a barrel, again, chatzva de chamra, a barrel of wine that was found in an arla orchard. An arla orchard of grapes, and you found a barrel of wine there. So shayi ravina. Ravina says it's mutter. Right, obviously saying because he did not think it came from this orchard. This orchard is Arla. First 3 years is Asur Bahana. So he mastered it. Why? Because Mustama Lema Mishim de Savar La Rabbi Chanina. He must be going like Rabbi Chanina. Most grapes in the world are not Arla. Most Jewish grapes, let's say, in the world are not Arla. And therefore this wine must be mutter. So the Gemara answer is no, maybe not. Shiny Hassam, the imigna of Mine. No, that's different. Because if this was stolen, Atsnue Begava Lo Matsni, if this was stolen from this orchard, they wouldn't leave it here. That would be a bad place to leave it. They wouldn't leave it here. So Rashi says, fifth to last line. Ein Dera Ganavim Lahatsnia Hayayin Bimakam Sheganvu Misham. They're not going to hide it in the place where they stole it from. We shouldn't miss Yarishem Yimsu, Dorech Hanavim. It's going to be found. Therefore, there's a good reason to assume that this didn't come from here. Usually, maybe you'd go by Karov, but here there's a good reason not to. The Gemara just adds, Vahani Mili Chamer, this only applies by wine. Aval Invi Mitzni. Grapes, people, Ganavim might put grapes into the same orchard that they stole from. Why? Because the Rishonim talk about the different seasons. It won't be found. But either way, so grapes, it wouldn't apply. It's a big discussion. Halacha l'maisa. The Rush quotes here, we paskin like Rabbi Chanina, halacha l'maisa, right? You go by Rov over Karov, and therefore, even if you find grapes, it's mutter. Even if you find grapes, it's mutter, because you're going to go, but you go by the Rov, and therefore grapes are mutter. You assume it came from Rov of the field, which are not Arla. The problem is the Rambam. If you look at the Rambam here, the Rambam says, grapes are aser. The grapes are, even if you find grapes, they're usher. So the question is, what do you mean? The Gemara seems to be within Rabbi Chiyah, within non-Rabbi Chiyah. So why, according to the Rambam, would you say that the grapes are usher? So the Rambam says in Hilchos ma'acholos asuros, that the anavim are going to be asur. Aval anavim anim tamunim sham asurim shem emisham nil katuv etziyim sham. Is that any answer for the Rambam? So there's a very important Ramban on this sugya. The Ramban quoted in the Ritva. I'll read it to you from the Ritva, and that is, this last line is even according to Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina says that Rov beats Karov, but you know what? Rov doesn't beat Bifnim. Rov only beats Karov. But if you have something inside Mechitzas of something else, that's not just Karov. That's Bifnim. Va'afilu Rabbi Chanina Itmar, says the Ritva. V'chein b'din, d'ha adif b'kurva, t'kiva d'nimsu b'mechitzasan, kan nimsu v'kan hayu. Then a different principle applies. It's found here, it must have come from here. V'kiyonim sh'nimsu b'shovachtami. It's like you found birds in a chicken coop. In the chicken coop, you assume it is the chicken coop. See, you found it in the vineyard. And that's what this is. This is the Ramban quoted here. This idea the Ramban quoted.
There's no kasha at all from here.
So that's really what the answer is. The answer is that it's no. There wasn't really a kasha. We undermined the whole kasha. The famous story of the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi once told Reb Chaim that my son says whenever people ask me a kasha and I give him an answer, we all walk around happy. He had a good kasha, I had a good answer, wonderful. But when people got to ask you a kasha, they walk out sad. Why? Because you explained to them why their kasha wasn't even a kasha in the first place. Right? So they didn't have a kasha, and you were like, I didn't even give you an answer, I just told you why there wasn't a kasha. So here too, right, this answer is like there wasn't really a kasha because this isn't really a case of karov, this is a case of bifnim. The ksos... What? If it had been yayin... If it had been yayin, I guess then there's a reyasa, that even though it's bifnim, there's a good reason to assume it didn't come from here because ganavim don't put it there. Right, that was special then. So the Ksos uses this Ramban. If I find the Ksos, where's my Ksos here? The Ksos uses this Ramban to explain a Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchas Aveda, we discussed this back in Eilam Maseias, that if you find a kli that is turned over, a barrel, and half of the contents of the barrel are in front of the kli, in front of the basket. You find apples in the basket, and the apples next to the basket. So what did the Shulchan Aruch say? Matza kli v'lefana of peros, haperos shalo, v'akli do tolamachmesh. You could keep the fruit, and the kli is your no tolamachmesh. Shani omer, ha'kli shalachad v'aperos shalacher, v'harein v'hem simim. But, v'imarin hadvar, I'm sorry, that's if you have fruit in front of a kli. But if you imarin advarim sheim shel adam echad, but if it seems like it's all from the same person, chayav lahachr is, for example, hare haachore achli lefnei haperis hare shalo. If the fruit are behind the kli, like the opening of the kli is on the opposite side, then you can assume it didn't come from the kli and you could keep them. How you pnei achli lefnei haperos choshen shemen achli nishpachu. But if they're in front of the fruit, then you have to assume it's a good chance it fell out of here. Especially if there's half and half in there, there's some still inside. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says, that you do have to assume that if it looks like it, that it came from the barrel. Right. Ask the Ksos. What? Gozal Slavnei HaShovach. Right, you have to assume it came from there. Ask the Ksos, Rov HaKarov. Holach HaKarov. Right, you go after the Rov. We pass the Rabbi Chanina. Answers the Ksos, the Ramban. Our Ramban. No, if it's not, doesn't have the halachic status of Karov, but it has of Bifnim, within, so the Ksos says, this is in Reish Samach Beis. Raise my base, so then everybody would agree. Because this isn't just halachas of Karov, this is makom mamish. This is makom mamish. That's the Ksos. The Nesivis gives a different answer. Then maybe here, it's called the Baal Aveda, saying it's his. That makes it different. Okay, either way, that's...
So even if it's not mamish.
Even if it's not mamish bifnim, but it just has the status of makomo mamish. Makomo mamish. Viter. Tosis talks about here, what about rover the world or non-Jews? Then it talks about Rov Ganvi Yisrael. Okay, not for us. Third to last line. Hanhu Ziki Dechamra. You have a pouch of wine. A soft pouch of wine. Dishtachin Bekupai that again was found amongst the vineyards. Sharinu Rava was matirit. Why? Lema lo savala lo Rabbi Chanina. Must be does not hold like Rabbi Chanina. Right? And Rashi on the bottom. Lele Chachar doesn't go after the Rov, but he goes after the Karov. And because here there were more Jewish vineyards around, so it must be that he follows the Karov. Answer the Gemara, no. Shiny Hassam, Deruva, Dishufochai, Yisrael Ninu. Most people who use these types of pouches are Jews. And therefore, it is Rov. Vahanimili Baravarvi, it's talking about the large pouches. Aval Zuchri, but at the small pouches, then he wouldn't have matured. Amar Milvdi, Drachanafel, where the small pouches are all taken by travelers. So therefore, then we'd have to assume it might have belonged to a guy. It fell from over Drachan. Vahika, Ravarvi, Bahadai, and if there are small and big ones together, so then, Eimer ba'avrure havimanchi. Then they're all mutter, because you definitely have big ones here, and we could assume the small ones had just been used. They all fell off the donkey. and the big ones were on one side, and you just use the small ones to help balance the donkey. Got to make sure it's all balanced right. Now, we think we have trouble, like fitting things into our trunk, using every piece of space. Like in those days, they had to not just you had to put stuff on the back of your donkey, you had to balance it, so it wouldn't be like leaning and be ruined. So they must have used these small ones for the big ones, and therefore they would all be mutter. Mas nisan. Back to our chakas nizakin. Marchikin is a ila min ha'ir, esrim v'chamish ama. If I put up a tree, I have to distance the tree from the city 25 amas. 25 amas. We'll see why. Right, what, the roots go that far? No, we'll see a different reason. U'b'charva b'shikma chavishim ama, and a charov, a carob tree or a sycamore tree, 50 amas. 50 amas you have to leave. Abishol omer kol ilan srak chavishim ama. Any ilan srak, any non-fruit-bearing tree, 50 amas. 50 amas. We'll come back to that. Im ha'ir kad makotzeit, but if the city came first, or if the city was built first before the tree, then kotzeit v'enosei damin, then you cut down the tree, because the tree was built be'isser, and the city does not even have to pay for it. V'im ilan kadam, but if the tree came first, kotzeit v'enosei damin, then you still got to cut it down, sarchei tzibur still wins, but the tzibur has to reimburse the owner. Safik zek kadam, kotzeit v'enosei damin. If it's a doubt, then you do cut it down, because the tzibur still wins, but hamas v'chaver l'varaya, in terms of the money, and they don't have to pay the money. So my taima, what's the whole reason of this whole discussion? Why are you not allowed to put a tree within 25 amas of a city? Amar ula mishim no yei ha'ir. Because the beauty of the city, beautification of the city, it's nice to have nice pastures, clear pastures where that tree is right outside the city, and therefore, that is the halacha.
That's going to allow you to cut it down even if it's a elon?
That's going to allow you, for an elon, yes. That's
going to cut it. For a fruit-bearing tree?
What? For a, if the ear was kadam. Oh, even if the ear wasn't kadam, maybe even if it's a fruit-bearing tree. Right, is there a Baal Tashkos issue? The question is, maybe the Tzorchei Ha'ir win. Tzorchei Ha'ir win out. Still, even that. The Tebek Le'Deinos in Sadeh Migrash Lo Migrash Sadeh. Why don't you just learn that from the Mishnah? We have the Mishnah, right, the source in the Torah is by the Ari Levim, but the summary shown, and we'll talk about it, and the Mishnah seems to generalize it. You can't make a Sadeh that with items that grow into a Migrash, into an area which you... is fallow, does not grow anything below Migrash Sadeh. They say, you know it from there, but you don't need our Mishnah to tell you this halacha. You already know it from a Mishnah in Maseches Erechin. So the Gemara says, Lo tzricha l'Rabbi Elazar. Maybe he's going to Rabbi Elazar to Amar, Osin Sadeh Migrash Sadeh. He says you're allowed to. Why? Because it's only a din by Ari Levim, right? As I said, it's Machlokas Tanoim. Ari Levim, you have to leave a special beautification. But according to him, you have to say it. Hacha Mishnah Noya Ir Lo Abdinim. But still here, because of Noya Ir, you still shouldn't do it. Two more lines. The Rabbanan Nami Damri Yenos and Sadeh Migrash L'Migrash Sadeh. And even according to the Rabbanan, who don't allow you to switch because of, by any city, Adimili Zra'im, that only applies by Zra'im, only applies by grains. Avalilanos Avdina, but trees are beautiful. Trees don't ruin the city. That makes it beautiful. So according to them, what are you going to say? Hacha Mishim Noya Ha'irlo. So still, Me'ikar Adin, trees wouldn't ruin it from being considered habitable by people, but still Noi Ha'ir tells us that we have to leave it open. We have to leave it open. There's a machlokas we show him. Rashi says this whole din is only talking about Mukafos Choma Mimos Yeshua Benun. Rashi and Shavuos Daf Tezayim. Those are special type of cities. You got to take precautions by those. But if you look in the Rambam says in Hilchos Shmita applies to all cities, all Ari Yisrael. It's an important machlokas. Let's stop here for a second. We have 4 minutes. We'll do it. The Rambam does not quote, if you look in the Mishnah, the Rambam quotes the first part of the Mishnah, right? We have to distance 25 amas and a harvest shikwa 50. He does not quote the line of Abba Shaul in Mishnah Torah. Even though here in the Pirush Mishnayis, he says halacha ka Abba Shaul. He says halacha ka Abba Shaul here in the Mishnayis. Rabbi Ilan Srak, you have to distance 50 amas. So he asked Chassam Sofer, if he says halacha is like Abba Shaul in here in the Pirush Mishnayis, so why doesn't he quote it in the Mishnah Torah, Vitama, Vitosas Yantet, Vitosas Yantet Kasha. My time of Maisi Lebe Chiburo. So he says, why? Because, according to the Nemuki Yosei, to call Hani Hilchos Alam Mashicha Ninhu, the Bizman Azel, Lekeshim Nafkusa, Halacha Lamaisa, we don't have this noise sukkah business. Right? 50 Yamas around. There's no city that is 50 Yamas around. It doesn't apply Bizman Azel. Right? So therefore, that's why the Rambam doesn't count it. It says, the Rambam quotes things that aren't even Halacha Lamaisa. Ron quotes thing Hilchos Alam Mashicha. Says the Chassam Sofer, beautiful. This isn't even a Hilchos Alam Mashicha, because what does the Navi say? There is not going to be an Ilan Srak in the future, so it's never going to happen anyway. Ilan Srak. What do you mean? It doesn't apply Bizman Hazeh. And in the future, there is not going to be an Ilan Srak. Because Makom, Hadi Lani Srak, Einena B'mitzius. Kadisa B'sifra, as Rashi quotes in B'chukosai, V'eitz HaSadeh Yitin Pir Yo, Di Lani Srak, Yitinu Peris, Lasa Lavo. V'yem Kein Ein Shum Tzorach Lazeh. Right? M'shem Haki L'maisi Da'a Rambam. Beautiful. Unbelievable. So, not only does he not bring it, because it's not no Bizman Hazeh, like the Nebuki Yosef, but also it is not Shaykh. I mean, not Timra, says the Gemara, well, last point, the shiny beans are only Ilanos. How do you know there's a difference between grains and trees? Right, we just said that grains ruin it, but trees don't. The Tanya we call from Milcha Shabbos. Karpi, if you have a very, very large area, that has a wall around it. Midirabanan, if that wall was not made, well, what's called ladira, to create a residence, that's also midrabanan to carry in on Shabbos. It's called a karpef. One example of a karpef, we discussed this back when Sechas Erevin. But if it's hukaf ladira, if you surrounded it with walls specifically for residential purposes, then it could be huge. It could be huge, it's still a rishus ayachid. It could be the biggest building the biggest field in the world. If you specifically built the wall around it to be a private residence, so then we say it is a rishus ayachid. So karpif yosim beis asayim. If you have a huge karpif shehukaf ladira that was surrounded for to be dira, so fine, it's rishus ayachid. But then you decided to plant things in it. So nizra rubo. If you planted a grain in majority of it, so then that ruins, that changes its status. Harehu kagina, it becomes like a garden, which is not dira anymore, but it's gina ba'asur. Rashi again uses lumdisha terms. Rashi says butlu zraim shem dira mimenu. The zramer mafkia the shame dira. It becomes a gina. That's on the one hand. Nita ruba, but if you plant trees in most of it, no problem. Harika chatzar is still a yard umutter. It's mutter. Why? Because people like to take strolls between trees. That doesn't ruin it. So you see, trees and zraim have different dinim. As of Shechter and Nikvei Hatzon, ma kesher between Hilcha Shabbos, Karpef Shehuka Fladira, and we're talking about Hachachas Nezikin. What's going on here? Says Rav Shechter, you know what you see? This is one of his 10 rayas. Called the Tikkun Rabbanan Ke'ein Dal Raisa Tikkun. The whole principle of Karpef is a Rabbanan creation. And how you bring in a raya, Harchakas Nezik is a Daraisa. Daraisa, how do you bring a raya to the Din Daraisa from a Rabbanan? Maybe the point is that no, because when we see a Rabbanan, it must be that there's a Din Daraisa that they paralleled it off of. So what, when we see this chilek on a Rabbanan level, it must be there's a Daraisa idea that it was paralleled afterward, paralleled to, and that's this Gemara. The Din Daraisa of Harchakas Nezakin must be the Din Daraisa that Karpef was paralleled after. And again, call it Torah Kula Inyan Echad. You could code from one area to another area. Let's try to finish up. So, Maishta Gabi Bar Diktani Kotis Venosin Damim. Why is it by Bar that if the pit came first, Kotis, even if the pit came before the tree, so you have to cut down the tree and the Balabar still has to pay for the tree. But here, if the city came first, the city does not have to pay for it. Right? So, Maishta Gabi Bar Diktani Kotis Venosin Damim. Maishta Gabi Chahacha Diktani Kotis Venosin Damim. So, Amar of Kahana. If you have a pot that's owned by partners, it never gets hot because each one thinks the other one is taking care of it. Never gets hot. So here too, if you're going to make the city pay, nobody's going to pay for it anyway because you know, they're going to think that the other person is going to pay for it. You can't have a job done by five people, right? Nobody's going to do it. Umay kushya, what's the problem? Dilma shani hezek adrami hezek adiyachid. Maybe there's a much more fundamental difference. Here we're talking about hezek of a city, so a city doesn't have to pay for it. A yachid has to pay for it, even if he came there first. Eliyit, right? Rav Kahana, Seifa Idmar. No, Rav Kahana's statement about the partners is going on the following. Imo Ilan Kadam, Kotis Vosin Dam. It's going on the Seifa. Where the tree came first, so then they do have to pay for it. They do have to pay for it if the tree came first. They could cut it down, they have to pay for it. Vilema Lahu, Habali Beresha Dami, Vahadar Ikat. Why can't he, the owner of the tree, say first pay me, then we'll cut it down? So to answer that, I'm Rav Kahana, Kidu, Debe Shutfi Lochami Velo Karira. That's like, no. You got to cut it down first because right now the city is sitting Bignai. It's not nice to have this tree. And it's going to take a while to get the money, right? Because of this principle. So therefore, cut it down first. If you're not sure which came first, you cut it down for sure, but you don't have to pay. Because I'm mostly mechadero. So maishtabi bardam elo yakutz. If you're not sure which came first, the pit, my pit, or your tree, two neighbors. So we say, you don't cut it down. So Gemara says, no. Hasam devadi lavlo meketzkoi. Over there, who says it should be cut down at all? So because you don't know, so sveikonami lo amina lekotz. So you don't cut it down because you're not sure what to do. Hacha devadi lemekatzkoi. Here, this tree next to the city is going to be cut down. You're just not sure if you're going to pay for it. But the burden of proof, you're going to cut it down. So sfeigonami, I'm reading like code. So even me suffix, we cut it down, because that's for sure the din. V'imishum dami, what about the payment? That you're not sure about, so I'm reading lay, I see raya vishkol. So regarding the money, we say, bring a raya, and then you could make me pay for it, but that's hamosim chavero, alav haraya. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Slichas, I'm sorry these dafim are shorter, but Shulchan Aruch says we have to be marbe v'tfilah this week, so we shorten the dafim a little bit, and we have tefillah. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow, 6:45.